Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson, and I have a million people, maybe a thousand people here in the studio with me this morning. I'm going to start off by introducing Miranda Ray. You're the director of high tech at Osceola High.
Yes, director of high school, high tech,
high
school. Osceola Fundamental High School.
And we're going to talk about just what that is in just a second. But also Kim Salmon is here. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what do you do there?
I'm actually the mild unit teacher for independent learners at Osceola High School.
And Frank DeLucia.
Hi, Frank DeLucia, Program Development Executive at ServiceSource Florida Regional Office.
And we're going to talk about what all that means in just a second. We also have some students and some parents here, Beth Schrammick. And Gunnar is your son who is here. Hi, how are you doing, Gunnar?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I understand that you're interested in radio, and we're going to talk you out of that in a little bit, okay?
All right.
Okay. Sharon Chapman is also here with Dimitri, your son, correct?
Yes, correct.
And Dimitri, where is he? We're going to talk about, first of all, let's start with Miranda. So you can explain to us what High School High Tech is all about.
High School High Tech is a program funded through the ABLE Trust in partnership with ServiceSource and Osceola Fundamental High School that helps students with disabilities prepare from school to work transition. Graduating high school is our number one goal.
Right.
Independence in the community and obtaining jobs. That's what High School High Tech is all about. We also expose students to things out in the community, like different types of employers, different types of careers. We do some really fun things. And the number one thing that I think really helps prepare young adults for work and life after high school is internships.
Well, you say people with disabilities. What are you talking about? Learning disabilities?
It's a wide range of disabilities. Everybody has their own challenges. I mean, whether you're diagnosed with a disability or not, we have our abilities and strengths, and then we have some things that we have to work on. And so what we try to do is help people prepare to go out into the world after high school and learn about themselves.
So am I getting the idea that people who are actually considered with learning disabilities or other disabilities are having a hard time sometimes graduating high school, because you say that's your number one goal?
Number one goal of high schools in general are for
right.
graduation, and the number one goal of High School High Tech, of course, is to support the overall goals of high school. But it's just to help transition. I think that it's difficult when you're in high school to transition out into the community and into, you know, post-secondary college and jobs in the community. And High School High Tech just exposes the students to what goes on after high school so they can get an idea of what they can do.
Well, you know,
what
you
kind of interests.
You're saying that we're doing this with students that have some kind of disabilities, but gosh, it seems like this program would be great for a lot of high school students.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of mentoring programs that you hear about in high schools.
Right.
And High School High Tech really tries to get the students out in the community and do a lot of job shadowing. We actually go into different businesses and spend a day learning what it would be like to do that job. So, and that I think is the best because, you know, you talked about Gunnar is interested in radio.
Right.
And you said that you're going to give him a tour.
Right.
You know, so Gunnar will be able to make a decision. Hey, this is either pretty cool or, hey, maybe I should try something else.
Right.
You know, it helps that exposure. But I think that in a lot of ways, people don't really know what's out there in the community and they see, you know, a job, like the number one job that I hear, and I work with lots of students around the county, is they all want to work at GameStop or work at some kind of a gaming, you know,
because
store.
They think it would be
because
fun.
Because it's so cool. They're
right.
into this. But then when they find out that it's really about being a cashier
and
they don't
get
to play
people.
Games all day,
right.
it kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but it's giving a real life look, you know, a snapshot mm-hmm. of what it is to work in that job. And we have gone around and gone to several businesses this year to learn about what they do, the manufacturing businesses, and, you know, what it is like to work in a restaurant,
right?
A hotel.
Well, you know, like I said, it sounds like there's almost everybody, whether they're in high school or college, this would be a really great thing because
yes.
I think that we do get wrong idea, for lack of a better term, as to what is, you know, you say you want to work with animals. Great. Okay. Maybe I want to work at a kennel or I want to work at a veterinarian's office. Mm-hmm. And then you go in there and as you say, you find out it isn't always all about animals. It's
exactly.
about dealing with people. It's about learning how to run a business. It's all those other things that business is about, not just the part that you think would be really fun.
And that's true. And we also look at a lot of those volunteer, you know, you're interested in doing something, let's set you up as a volunteer.
Oh, good idea.
And then, you know, see if we can't make it into something more. Because, you know, your foot in the door is a huge networking skill.
It is.
You get to meet people and you just never know who you meet. Like today, we're at this wonderful radio station. You never know who we're going to meet.
Exactly.
You know? And you always need to be open for those opportunities.
What made you decide to do this program? I mean, I know you're doing it at Osceola High School. Is it only at Osceola?
In Pinellas County, it is only at Osceola. Mm-hmm. They've just been so wonderful. Ms. Salmon has just really been so wonderful to work with and so open to ideas and just creative, you know, really creative partnership, really done a lot. You know, I have an idea and she just takes it.
Right, and goes with it.
And goes with it and helps me, you know, go further with it. And, you know, I think that the other thing too is that, you know, she's around the students day in and day out. Mm-hmm. I work for another not-for-profit, so mm-hmm. I don't get to see them in lots of different circumstances. And she can say, she really helps me match.
Right.
You know, I can read a lot from being with them, but she can also, she knows a lot more, so she can help me match them and match the students as a whole of where we want to go visit. What businesses are mm-hmm. they interested in? Right now, we're doing a hydroponic garden over at Osceola Fundamental High School, and we also have a tier garden, and we're going to be starting, you know, a nice spring garden. And so, you know, one of the places that we wanted to go see was a gardening center to help us build this.
Great idea.
Ms. Selman had a wonderful idea of bringing rain barrels into this garden mm-hmm. along with hydroponics, and so Home Depot became our partner in that.
Right.
And what better way than to go around and learn about all the different gardens and
right.
types of things. And Dimitri is extremely interested in gardening, and he'll have to tell you about what he wants to do.
Okay. First of all, I want to talk to you, Kim. How were you the one that came up with the idea that this is what you were going to do at the high school, or was it actually Miranda's idea that came to you?
It's actually quite funny. We had a young lady that would come to the school, and I was searching through the county to look for places that would sponsor us to get my students involved in the community. And I honestly can't remember how Miss Miranda and myself met, but she showed up one day and I immediately was like, oh, yes, come on in. We can talk. And it just thrived from there.
You're only doing it in Pinellas County now at Osceola High School. Do you guys have plans to maybe expand this program, or is it something you would like to expand into some other counties or other high schools?
That would be wonderful if we could group together with larger mm-hmm. Groups of people. The issue is funding, is trying to find organizations and places out there that would help fund this so we can have the ability to send the students out to these corporations to work.
Even if it's just the corporations themselves giving you the idea or the time to bring students in who are interested in that kind of business.
Absolutely.
How would they get in touch with you?
They can call the school, Osceola Fundamental High School, 727-547-7717. And you can ask for myself, Kim Salmon, or my extension is 2046.
Do you guys have a website as well?
We do. And if you just go to Pinellas County School Board, and you can search for the school website under Osceola Fundamental High School.
Now, do you have to actually be a student at Osceola to participate in this, or can you come from other high schools?
Well, for this particular partnership, it is just Osceola, and it is just my ESC Learning Disabled students that are part of this organization. There are other organizations out there that are partnered with Miss Miranda and Abilities and Service Source and mm-hmm. High School High Tech.
So I guess I need to ask you then, Miranda, are you expanding into other high schools?
Well, the ABLE Trust is out of Tallahassee, and they're a non-for-profit, and they fund 42 counties, and 42 counties have High School High Tech.
Okay.
Service Source Abilities has Pasco County as well as Pinellas.
I see. Oh, great. So mm-hmm. it is in some of our other
it
counties
is.
As
and
well.
And it's just a wonderful program. I mean, every county is very different mm-hmm. depending on the students and what the vision is for that class.
Well, we were just talking about you, Dimitri, so let's talk about how you got involved in this program and what do you think of it. So how did you first get involved?
When I first got involved, I was in ninth grade, and Miss Miranda approached me and says, do you want to do an internship at Habitat for Humanity?
Great place. I've done some work with them too.
And I kind of thought it through, and I talked with my parents about it, and they said, yeah, sure. So that summer, I started volunteering there, and it's a great store. Everyone helps out.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of volunteers there.
Right.
You get to help people unload from their cars and, you know,
right.
load the cars when they're done buying. It was a great experience for me. You know, I got so into it that I started being the leader there, and they actually called me the general there.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So when you first decided to go to Habitat, what was it you were really looking for? What did you think that maybe after high school you wanted to do that really drew you towards Habitat for Humanity?
Well, it was basically just getting work experience and getting to know other people and talk to other people better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I want to be in the landscape business. Hopefully I'll be able to start my own business here pretty soon.
That would be great. Yeah, I really think that today, I mean, I don't know from your point of view as a younger person, are you seeing that a lot of the people that you go to school with realize that maybe the future is the small businesses and that's one of the reasons? And so that's a great idea that you would want to start something on your own.
And I also, this summer, I actually did an internship at the Botanical Gardens off of Walsingham Road.
Yeah.
It was fun. They were all volunteers there, and it was great.
Yeah.
I got to learn about all the different types of plants. So
cool.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, I know some people that you can help out. So I want to talk to you, Gunnar. You decided that maybe radio is one of the things that you're interested in, but what have you been exploring at the high school?
Well, I first started getting interested in computers a couple of years ago, like back in 2012 when I first got one of my neighbors' computers to repair.
Oh, so you repair them actually?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mistakenly thought that sound card was a video card because of the blue core.
And so when you've gotten into this, what did you do this summer? Did you go someplace and do an internship as well?
Oh, yeah. Kind of sway. First store.
How do you think that it's changed your experience in high school? Do you feel more like you're learning what you need to do to after you get out of high school? Do you feel like that program has really helped you?
Maybe I can say.
Yeah, sounds awesome. So tell us what you did when you were at the internship over the summer. I mean, what do you think that you learned? Besides, did you learn people skills as well as just about computers?
Well, I can say that I gained a lot of experience with customers, like saying thank you.
I want to talk to you, Beth, your Gunner's mother. Before this all came along, I mean, they came to you, they decided that they wanted to put Gunner in an internship. Did you think it was a good idea to begin with?
I thought it was an awesome idea.
Did you?
He's so good at doing the computers, electronics. When he goes to Kindness Wave, that's what he does. He's looking at all those electronics, make sure they work, fixing them, reprogramming them, and bringing them back to the store to sell.
So, and that's a great skill.
Oh, yes.
And you don't get that kind of stuff in high school.
No, you don't. Not hands-on, not as much as he's learned.
Right. And so it's really made the high school experience much more happier experience, a more fruitful experience, I would think.
Very, yes. If it wasn't for all the people in the room, you know, thanks to all of them, that's where he's gotten all his experience. I wouldn't say necessarily from the high school and working there, but what they've given him for outsourcing.
Now, you guys say that you go out to all these different places to learn. Are there other things that you want to explore, Dimitri, besides landscaping? Was there other things that you were interested in?
Not really. Just that when I started doing the internship at the Botanical Gardens, once I really found out all the different types of plants and everything else, it kind of all came to me. I told myself, I said, I want to be a landscaper.
You didn't know that before you went in. You had some interest, but you didn't know that's what you wanted to do.
Well, in 10th grade, I got into an elective. It was at Career Academy Seminole.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a horticulture program.
Oh.
The teacher was Mr. Huebner. But sadly, the end of the year, things changed, and he went on to a different school, and they put a hiring freeze on. You know, this year, I couldn't do it, but Mr. Gill was at our school at lunch one day and says, they're going to reopen the program, so keep your ears open. And I said, I will.
And so you got this experience, and then it kind of really solidified for you what you want to do. I think that's so important. I mean, I don't think that there are people without learning disabilities or other disabilities, and there's no such thing as this considered normal, quote unquote, that really know what they want to do, especially when they leave high school. So you've really got a great head on your shoulders at this point of where you want to go with your future.
Right, I do.
Yeah. I want to talk to Frank. How are you involved now with the school?
I'm involved through helping promote and help fund these programs.
Okay.
Part of my responsibilities include corporate and volunteer relationships, and I reach out to the community to get people, especially professionals in their respective fields, involved with the Business Advisory Council and in support and providing opportunities for mentoring day.
And how do you do that? Do you just go to the students, decide what they're going to do, and then that's what takes you in that direction, or is it kind of the other way around?
In our travels, we can identify people who have a particular interest in helping young students.
Okay.
And that's important. They see the value of having someone come through and tour and see their operations.
Mm-hmm.
They see what that does for the students and the parents.
Right.
And they get as much out of it as the students do. We recently had a wonderful experience at the Pinellas Park Home Depot with store manager Brian Brooks, who brought probably 22 students in to tour the facility. Wow. Spent 3 hours showing him everything from front to back. Very impressive. I learned a lot, and I spend a lot of time at Home Depot as a customer.
Yeah, I do too.
But I was very impressed with the way he took to it. And you see the passion in people. They mm-hmm. want to help. It's a great opportunity. People love to volunteer, but they need to do something meaningful.
Right.
This is meaningful.
Right.
This has dividends.
Right.
It pays dividends, as you can see by talking to the students.
Absolutely.
And it's very important for the parents to know there is an end game. We're looking at preparation for the next step. That's critical. Sometimes not knowing where you're going is very difficult.
Well, and that's what we were just talking about with Dimitri, that I think there's a lot of students, whether they're considered able or disabled, that don't have any idea what they want to do. It just sounds like this kind of program would be great for everybody in the high school setting to maybe get that opportunity to go to some different...
No doubt. Think about it. When you were back in high school just a couple of years ago. How you spoke with your guidance counselor. I didn't have much time. I
mean, no.
I might have seen my guidance counselor twice.
Yeah.
In 4 years.
Exactly.
At a private Catholic school.
Right.
Okay. So we didn't have much time, and questions like, what would you like to do? I don't know, maybe it was like to become, you know, they led with questions.
Right.
Instead of exploring, which mm-hmm. is what takes place here. There's an exploration.
Right.
There's a look at what your qualities and what your aptitudes are. And
right.
how you can apply those to given jobs in a workplace. And that's where the value of Miranda and Kim come in. They know the workplace, they know their students, and they come up with a good match. And to verify that match, you actually put the person in that environment.
Right.
And let them experience it. Because we can talk all day about what you should and shouldn't do, but the decision is up to the student, and they're adult enough to say, hey, I'm taking ownership of this. I've experienced this. Let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And with the support of the staff, they've got a great chance of succeeding.
So somebody's listening that has a business. Does it have to be a privately run business? It could be a corporation, because Home Depot
yes.
is a corporation.
Any business, any corporate business, for-profit, non-profit,
right.
volunteer organizations, all provide great opportunities for exposure.
And I think it sounds like a great idea. And I want to say that it's very obvious what the students and the person who would give that opportunity would get out of it intrinsically, but let's talk about the economics of it. Being able to get some kids that are really interested right out of high school that are going to be great employees and they're going to be really loyal employees, I think that's something that maybe we don't look at as being important, and it is.
No, it makes tremendous economic sense. Also, corporations put a lot of money into recruitment.
Right.
And going out and finding the right person.
Exactly.
And spending the time to assess that person's feasibility for mm-hmm. a particular job. Whereas we have counselors and teachers and other support staff that have already done the heavy lifting.
Right.
We know your workplace needs. We know what the student's capable of.
Right.
The point then becomes making a perfect match, bringing the two together, and let them experience what's going on.
So somebody's listening today that thinks that they might want to participate in where, what are the steps to do that, and how do they get
they,
in touch with you?
They can give us a call. Call Frank DeLucia at 727-600-8900, and we can talk. There are many opportunities out there to help young students transition into the workplace. And we can make them happen.
Now, I know that you're working with this, you're calling it High Tech High School, or High School High Tech, I guess that's the correct way. If a company just wants to do this with any student in the Pinellas County, are you able to facilitate that?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. I think this is a great program, not just for what you guys have set it up for, but like in general. Like I said, because I think that there's a lot of people. Certainly, I had an idea when I went into college what I wanted to do, but how many people have gone in there in the first couple of years, which is half of your education, you're basically just taking whatever general classes where you could be more specific and maybe save a lot of money by getting specific job training.
Exactly. And job training that is consistent with interests and aptitudes.
Right.
And academics.
Right.
Achievement, all of that. That's where the value of the counselors come in, for knowing the students mm-hmm. and what they can do, and knowing the workplace.
Right.
Very important. Money will be spent on this. Our taxpayer dollars,
right.
indirectly will be spent on this. So it's important that when we embark on a program, a pre-employment program or some type of vocational training, that it be appropriate. And if we've done our pre-qualification and we've vetted the student in the program to make sure that he or she has the greatest chance of success. Don't come back in 6 months. Keep an eye on things. Be there to support.
I want to talk to some of the parents, Sharon, for example, and Beth. You have other children as well?
Yes, I have a daughter, Nadia.
And did she want to get involved in this after she saw how well it worked out?
Yes, she really does.
Yeah. And what has it meant to you as far as being able to feel like there is a future for your child at this point?
Well, the wonderful thing about it is he'd always talked about having his own business. And right. when he went to work for Habitat, they kind of let him go with supervising a lot of the volunteers because he was a stable person there that summer.
Right.
So we were amazed at his leadership ability.
And that's something you maybe didn't recognize before.
You don't see it in an everyday classroom situation. And by him leading these adults, a lot older than he was, that mm-hmm. were the Saturday volunteers and a lot of college students, it was very exciting to us as parents to know that he's capable of doing that, because that's the first thing you have to know how to do when you have your own business.
Right. Dimitri, that must have been a really great feeling for you to realize that you were cool enough, that you were a great person that people could listen to and respected. Did you feel that respect?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. That made you feel great, didn't it?
Yes. I felt very comfortable around Ryan and right. everyone else.
Yeah, that sounds great. Gunner, so I want to talk to your mom for just a second. Beth, I want to talk to you. Do you have other children as well?
No, actually, Gunner's my only child. It was 17 years before I even had Gunner. He's my only child and my first child.
Okay, your first, last, and only.
Only.
Yeah. When did you realize that Gunner was going to be special?
I knew right away because I have a special needs brother, so I knew immediately that we needed some kind of help, yes.
And your brother, did he get much help in public schools?
Not at all. Yeah. That was the 70s. Not at all.
Yeah, and that's when I was in school too. So I have to be thinking when I'm hearing that this must have been great as a parent to be able to have access to this.
Absolutely.
You were already at Osceola in that area. Had you not been, could you have found and would you have found another way to get there?
I'm not sure. I just look at his teacher and Miss Miranda, Kim and Miranda, mm-hmm. as saviors for us. I
yeah.
mean, period. Because we don't know what's out there. We really
right.
don't.
Well, you know, I think that that's very normal anyway, Beth, for anything. Like we were talking about, both ends of the spectrum with students. I mean, even when it comes to somebody who may be considered a gifted person, that doesn't mean that you know what you want to do with your life. And I really think that this is a great program, because too many times I think this teaching to pass the FCAT, you know, teaching things that I saw something on Facebook the other day. I went through this whole day and didn't need algebra, you know, that
yes.
kind of thing. All the things that we learned in high school, how much of that do we really use? We need to be able to teach students, I don't care what end of the spectrum that they're on, to be able to go out and participate in life.
Everything I know right now, I've not learned in high school.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of trying to sum this up. I mean, what would you like to see change in the program, or is it what the change that you would like to see is that it expands? Would
it
that
expands
be it?
Expands more.
Yeah.
More sponsors, more expansion. We need so many sponsors.
Do you guys ever do any kind of like events where people can kind of come and see what's going on? How would somebody else experience this besides possibly going on the website?
I think Miranda would have to probably answer that question.
Okay.
There's lots of information on the ServiceSource High School High Tech website.
Okay.
For that. We're always looking for employers that
right.
would like to mentor our students, and we're also looking for, you know, any other kind of opportunities. I know that Kim has done a lot of public service with the Elks Club, and they go out there, and the program is known there because of serving dinners and fundraising there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just always try to go out and bring as much attention as we can. Really appreciate you having us on today. Thank
stop.
You.
I just hope that there's people who are listening that think this is as good of an idea as I think it is. When I had read your press release, I was like, you know, these people are really on spot. I love this whole idea that people have an idea and then put the boots on the ground and go do it. And that's what you've done. Touching specific students. This isn't like, oh, this is what we'd like to do. And this is, you're literally touching individuals.
We're touching individuals, and they're out there and they're just doing such a phenomenal job. After both Gunner and Dimitri finished their first internship, I was so excited that they wanted to do another. And
did
so
you?
We were able to
Good.
Go out and find a little different, you know, type of job so they could explore more. And, you know, the other thing, too, that you talk about is being leaders and learning about mm-hmm. positions, especially when you're in a supervisor position. You learn about how to help other people do their jobs, and you learn about how to get along with others, personalities, and some people work in different ways than others. And
mm-hmm.
I think that you can't teach that.
No.
You only can experience that, and that's what an internship really does.
And I think you're right, and I think the idea of going out in the community like that, first of all, you've hit it on several different levels. You're helping out a business, you're helping out the student, you're helping out the community, and you are learning those skills. I know what happened to me, my first job, I really was not the best employee in the world because I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to behave correctly. If you don't have the experience, you don't know. And I wish I did know better. I would have done a better job.
That's true. And part of the internship is that you arrive on time, you dress appropriately, you right. come back from breaks, and you're dedicated to the job. And both Gunnar and Dimitri continued on after their internships ended.
Oh, great.
And did other things for both organizations, or I guess all four, because they continued
right.
at different ones. But
two of them.
Really, really proud of that, because a lot of times you're done. You know?
Right.
But they came back and they were very helpful, and I believe that the Chapman still love Habitat and go there.
Right.
and I know that Gunnar is still volunteering at Kindness Wave.
I think it's awesome. So. I really am very proud of both of you guys. I know that I'm not your mom or anything. Maybe that sounds condescending, but I'm very proud of you guys. I really am. And I am just thrilled about this, Kim. I really am thrilled about this program. Do you fundraise as well? I know you say that you're funded by a state agency?
It's a not-for-profit state agency out of Tallahassee, mm-hmm. yes, called the Able Trust. And we also do a lot of fundraising. Frank DeLucia and the foundation is very, very helpful. Kim also goes out and does fundraising. They've raised lots of money through the Elks Club.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we get, donations from the community
right.
too.
And that's where I was going with this, because people can just donate money if they don't have a job or an experience.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you in that way.
We would really appreciate it.
So I just want to, again, honor you guys for what you've done, and really thank you two for going out there and being the great students that you are, because you're our future. And like I said, I'm going to take Gunnar around here. I'm going to talk him out of radio, but that's okay.
Really loves radio.
Really, I really love radio too. Again, thank you everybody for coming. Miranda, Kim, Frank, Beth, Gunnar, Sharon, Dimitri, and everybody that's been involved in this. Please come back. Will you two at the end of the year? Are you guys getting ready to graduate this year, or is it anytime soon?
I'm graduating next year.
Oh, next year. What about you, Gunnar?
And Gunnar?
We decided to do one more year just because we love our teachers so much.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys need to come back and continue to tell us about your experiences. I think that you sharing that with other students has really been good for us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, never have we done an interview where people have actually clapped at the end, so that's kind of awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody,
have
for joining.
You had everybody running around at different mics?
Yes, always. Thanks for joining us this morning on Sunday Morning, a News and Public Affairs Programming Service of Cox Media Group.